Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden. I want to welcome you to episode 285 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? As always, I appreciate you guys paying attention. And, you know, I'm going to have some shows coming up. I'm going to talk about that at the end. But yeah, it seems some live stuff is trickling in. I'm going to be doing one of those drive-in theater shows, which I'm curious about. Anyway, I will talk about that at the end. And I thank you. Today is July 27th, watching a little bit of news this morning, and today is the day John Lewis is laying in state at the Capitol Rotunda, which is great, and they're honoring him in a social distancing manner and, you know, invitation only, etc., etc. So I think that's great. Donald Trump said he's not going. I think that's great. I don't think he should be there. And I have a real problem with Mitch McConnell having been there and spoken, because we know it's bullshit. Mitch McConnell is the worst. Mitch McConnell stands up for everything against what John Lewis stood for. Mitch McConnell is against voting rights. Mitch McConnell is against education. Mitch McConnell had numerous racist anti-Obama, you know, things. His whole goal was to keep Obama to being a one-term president. Mitch McConnell, on and on and on. You know, right now, I mean, he'll literally leave the rotunda and go back to the Senate and try to fight to cut unemployment benefits, right? They are looking at renewing that $600 a week unemployment benefit, and he wants to cut it. He wanted none at all, but his compromise is to cut it in half. They say people are getting paid to not work. And why? Well, you asshole, there are no jobs. It's not like people are volunteering and happy to sit at home and not work. I don't know if they haven't noticed, because to them it's a fake virus. But the country shut down. People are not working because businesses are closed. It's not that they don't want to work. They don't want to sit home and collect government money. Their government money. It's their government money. Who shouldn't get paid? How about we stop paying the Senate? How about we stop paying Congress? Fuck them. They're all rich. They just, yeah, you guys will get paid when the country's operating again. Yeah. So anyway, I didn't mean to give the respect I should be paying to John Lewis turned to anger against Mitch McConnell, but it is an insult. These people have no shame, and it just would have been better if they didn't go. Just don't go. Just don't say anything. The man's laying in state. Let's put him to rest as an American civil rights leader and hero and historical figure, and with all the respect that John Lewis deserves. And why don't they just stay out of it instead of pretending to give a shit? While I'm on the subject of scumbag senators, Tom Cotton has taken over. I guess he took over the mantle from, you know, I don't know, from Rand Paul's crazy and from the most racist senator he can be, etc. So Tom Cotton, as you know, said that slavery was a necessary evil from the forefathers, blah blah blah, and so he's against the teaching the time 1619 project, because that would tell more of the truth about the founding fathers of America and slavery, etc., etc. And, you know, that's okay, whatever. That he is who he is. But this is the amazing thing. So Fox and Friends, and this is it's confusing to the point my head may explode, because Fox is doing some kind of weird pushback against Republicans, which I'm not sure I understand, but Fox and Friends, They quoted him. They quoted what he said in an interview. He said, quote, "As the founding father said, it was a necessary evil upon which the Union was built," etc. Fox and Friends read his quote back to him, and he said, "That's fake news." They read his words to him, and he said, "It's fake news." I don't know how the cultist Republicans handle that. What do you do when you feel that Fox News using your own words is fake news? Like, are they QAnon, the numbers must be going up. I think that's the only site they can go to now, right? That'd be the only place you could go if you're a crazed Republican and you think Fox News is turning against you by telling the truth. Where do you go? I'm glad I don't know. But he did it. It's in a lot of ways, it's just fascinating. Can you imagine somebody reading your quote and you with a straight face just sit there and say, "No, that's fake news. No, that's fake news. I didn't say that." You know what you have me quoted as saying, what you've recorded, because, you know, someone should tell Tom in these days we have recordings. We have recording devices. We have cameras and microphones and just amazing technology. I know he wants to live in 1850, but here in 2020, amazing technology. And it records what you say, and then they play it back in your voice with your face, and we know you said it, and then you just say, "Nah, fake news, didn't say it." And people believe you. That's the amazing part. My mind is blown when Fox turns on Republicans and then they call Fox fake news. Man, what is CNN when Fox becomes fake news? Well, anyway, continuing my, I call it COVID justice. You know, I love this. Some asshole named Jason Rapert, an anti-gay Republican Arkansas state senator. When you put Republican Arkansas state senator, do you have to put in anti-gay? I mean, isn't that a given? But anyway, he calls the face mask draconian and COVID-19 is a hoax. So, of course, he tested positive for COVID-19 after speaking at a church service without a face mask. This is speaking of anti-gay. So this reminds me of back in the early 2000s when I talked about this, that anybody who spoke out against gay marriage, like there were all these preachers and Republican right wingers and this and that against gay marriage. And everyone, the moment they spoke out against gay marriage, you knew they were gay. And it came up time and time again. And some guy in Denver said he was tempted. He was tempted. He couldn't resist the temptation. And I had a joke about, listen, I've had a lot of temptations in my life. I ain't never been tempted by sweaty man ass. Yeah, that was a joke. It was a good punchline at the time. It worked. But anyway, now we have these COVIDiots, right? So who are the ones who are saying, actively saying, that masks are draconian, masks are wrong, the virus is a fake, then they get it. Why can't we continue and give them what they really want? So like you're a whole Republican right wing, you can't say, okay, so we're not only going to, once you get the virus, we're going to continue with your wishes by not giving you health care because you hate that too, right? So we're just not going to give you health care and you can just do whatever you do. Continuing on this topic, because why the hell not? Small Alabama church. The had revival meetings and 40 people at the church got the virus. Yeah. So, you know, you just watch how it happens. So two guys had it and they came in. One of them got it from the three guys at work that had it and they were positive and blah, blah, blah. And of course, masks weren't required. And yeah. Mm-hmm. We knew what we were getting into. This is the pastor of the church, Ross whatever. We knew what we were getting into. We knew the possibilities. But my goodness, man, for 3 days, we had the old time revivals. And if you talk to our church members right now, they tell you we do it again. Why not? Do it again. Yeah, good luck. I'm done. I cannot continue to comment. The whole mask thing, you know, when our society crumbles, and make no mistake, our society, we're going to fuck it up. They'll ask what happened, and they'll ask, was it the financial system, did that collapse, or were they attacked by a foreign power, or was it a natural disaster? And they'll say, no. They asked them to wear masks. They asked them, they were having a pandemic, and they asked people, would you wear a mask so you don't breathe on other people? And then the nation lost its mind and went to war, and they all killed each other. The mask first, then unmasked, and it was just, the masks weren't bulletproof, so they all shot each other, and that was the end. And now Canada is a huge country. That's how it's going to go down. And to my Canadian friends, good luck, and you'll enjoy having us. So we all see just the insanity, but I'm just going to give you three examples of the crazy this week. In Minnesota, a couple decided to wear Nazi masks. They have swastikas on their face coverings, and they're wondering why people weren't happy with them. There was actually, and this is very interesting, and this is real, and this is part that bothers me, and it's, I don't know how to describe, but there was a German couple in the store, and they saw the swastikas, and they were like, are you out of your fucking mind? Do you understand what that means? And this couple was like, well, we're just saying that if Biden wins, we're going to become a socialist country. Fuck you, idiots. And this German couple, imagine being German, and they said their grandparents lived through Nazi era of World War II, and seeing people in the United States of America who, remember, we're supposed to be the land of the free and the symbol of freedom. And we, you know, won World War II. And imagine being these Germans and seeing swastikas in your fucking Walmart. And, you know, so the people were kicked out, and they're not welcome back at Walmart for a year. That's their punishment. But that's just one case. That's just one case. Here, where I live in California, not where I live, this is down in Orange County, because Orange County, make no mistake, Orange County, California has become as crazy as Florida on this mask thing. The Cellar, a restaurant in Fullerton, somebody tried to set on fire. They tried to burn down the restaurant. Why? Because the restaurant put up a sign saying masks are required, you know, because that's a requirement for businesses. And yes, yeah, so their response, oh, masks are required? Well, let's burn down your restaurant. Because, yeah, why not? And just to tell you that the crazy isn't one-sided, because it's not. This is some woman, and this is a few days ago, so maybe they found her. I haven't seen a follow-up story. Some woman maced a couple at a dog park. They were at the dog park, and they were having their picnic lunch, right? There are picnic tables next to the dog park. So I guess you go to the dog park, and you let your dog run around, and you eat. It's what humans do. It's nice. This woman came over and maced them, sprayed these people with mace for not wearing masks while they were eating. They were eating. Now, we haven't figured out how to eat through a mask. They were eating, and she sprayed them with mace. And someone followed her and got her license plate. Because remember, people, we all have cameras now. We have phones. The only people who don't know that are Republican senators. They're not aware of this. But everyone else, you know that. We have cameras. So the horrible and the stupid is on both sides. And it's, I don't, that's what's going to bring us down. The masks. The flipping mask. I did a radio show with CBC in Canada. This week would normally be Well, last week would have been the Just for Laughs Comedy Festival, which I absolutely love, which had to be postponed. But we were doing a lot of interviews, and they're playing a lot of the comedy on Sirius and this and that. So I was doing an interview about comedy during this quarantine, and there was a Canadian comic who had performed at a drive-in in Montreal, and he said it was weird to watch. Some people would see each other and say, "Oh, I haven't seen you in a long time." And in Montreal, they do the French, you know, kiss on each cheek when they see each other. So some people were doing that. And he was like, "I don't know, man." I was like, "Man, I would honestly, I think it's less risky to kiss a Canadian on the cheek than to go to a Walmart here in the United States." I really do, because we've completely lost our minds. Sports, the Rona has gotten it. So sports are coming back. I don't know if you're a sports fan, if you've watched in the past week. Major League Baseball started the 60-game season. I actually watched a couple of games, and the funniest thing to me, but it does work, is they put in fake crowd noise. But whoever does it, whoever mixes in the crowd noise, is so good that they actually make it sound like you're cheering more for the home team and less for the visiting team, and so on. But now the Florida Marlins had like 10 cases positive. They had a couple of guys test positive. Then they played a game. And then the next morning they realized a lot more guys tested positive. So they've canceled their next two games. You're supposed to play games in your division and near your home against teams from the other league, right? So if you're like an American League team, like the Yankees, an American League team in New York, so they're going to play their division. They're going to play Baltimore and Boston and whoever, but they'll also play nearby National League teams like the Mets and the Phillies. The idea being you don't travel too far, but now you have the Miami Marlins who are playing the Phillies, who had a number test positive, who maybe the Phillies got it, and so on. So baseball's like, hold it, let's see what's going on. In basketball, what they're doing, and you know I'm a big basketball fan, and one of my Clippers, Lou Williams, just designated scorer off the bench, sixth man of the year, multiple times. Lou Williams plays for the Clippers. He left the bubble. He had to go home for an emergency, and while he was home in Atlanta, he stopped in a strip club because he likes the food. He they do have this down as one of his favorite restaurants, and now he's on a 10-day, I don't know if you'd call it suspension or what it is. He can't play. Got to stay out of the bubble for 10 days. Stay in the bubble, be tested, whatever. Can't play for 10 days because he went to a strip club. And they're having this problem with NBA players slipping out of the bubble. I don't know. I don't know what's going to go on with sports and how it's going to go. I've said repeatedly, I don't consider this the NBA season. I love the Clippers if they win. I don't think it's really an NBA championship. I'd rather just see NBA players, if they're all safe and in this bubble, let them play pickup games. Can you imagine the level of pickup games with NBA players? Can you imagine just them choosing sides amongst themselves and just playing? I would love to watch that. That would be incredible. It doesn't count toward the season, whatever. They're just doing it for their sake, working out, staying in shape, and for our entertainment. I think that'd be fantastic, but no one's listening to me. Hurricane Hannah has blown down the wall. I said that, you know, what is it? Reality imitates art or whatever, but anyway, yeah. So let's see, I'm trying to see where it happened. I don't know where exactly it happened. Somewhere, I think, in Texas. Yeah, it would be in Texas. Hurricane Hannah has blown down a section of this wall. I'm guessing Mexico's going to send some money to put that part back up. Once again, you before you build the wall, you have to check with the third little pig. You have to get your huff and puff technology down so you be prepared. So you'll be prepared. It's the stupidest thing. Well, I can't say it's the stupidest thing because people are wearing swastika masks in Walmart and people are macing people for not wearing masks while they're eating. So there is no stupidest thing. AOC. Okay. AOC. Once again, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. This guy, a representative, Yoho, he called her a fucking bitch. Tried to do it under his breath on the Capitol steps, then came out with a bullshit apology and blah, blah, blah. So AOC condemned it and read it into the congressional record, and numerous women of Congress talked about the disrespect from the men of Congress. This woman is phenomenal. This woman is fantastic. And I don't care if you agree with her or disagree with her or like her or don't like her. You cannot disrespect this woman. You shouldn't be disrespecting any congresswoman, but this woman in particular, they can't stand her. But everything they do, she turns it against them. So once again, kudos to AOC for what she's doing, for standing up to this and putting it in the congressional record and not accepting a bullshit apology. I think that's fantastic. I support her 1,000% on this. And there's one other thing I want to talk about, and this I've talked about before, and with the strength of AOC and with the idiocy of the Trump campaign and the lies and the dumb Republican senators and their bullshit, don't count them out, okay? This article is in the American Spectator. Now, I will say this, the American Spectator is a right-wing conservative paper, so whether you believe it or not is up to you. But I will say there's some truth in this, and this is what I think. This is how the Democrats lost in 2016. And remember, I say the Democrats, no one's better at losing from the front than Democrats. No one's better. And before they get comfortable, okay, this article is about President Trump and the silent majority that supports Trump that is not in the polls. Yeah. And it's t this article is talking about people who self-center politically, okay? So there was a poll done by Cato, the Cato Institute, and they polled 2,000 Americans age 18 and older, so people old enough to vote. The share of moderates who self-censor increased from 57% to 64%. The share of conservatives who self-center went from 70% to 77%. The only people who don't self-center and self-censor, and what they mean by that is people who will, self-censoring is saying, I support Trump, but I'm not going to say it publicly. I'm not going to wear the MAGA hat. These are the non-crazy Trumpers. These are the Trumpers who won't let you know. But listen, that's a large number of them. Now, the ones who don't self-center, liberals. Liberals feel free to say what they think. Only 42% of liberals self-censor. Sorry. The point being that they say you don't talk about politics, right? And a lot of people don't talk about politics. But this is interesting. Nearly two-thirds of Latino Americans, 65%, and white Americans, 64%, and half of African Americans, 49%, have political views they are afraid to share. Now, when you look at people with incomes over 100,000, 60% afraid to say it. People over 65, 66%. Religious people, 71%. These are people that say the political climate stops them from expressing their true beliefs. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean they support Trump. Like, it's not like 49% of African Americans support Trump, but they're afraid to say their political beliefs because they might be penalized for it. So they might be pro-Black Lives Matter, but they don't want to say it because they feel there's going to be some kind of penalty for it. There have been cases of Trumpers being fired for wearing their MAGA hats and for definitely for their posts and some of their actions. The people in Minnesota wearing the swastika mask. We're also wearing Trump t-shirts. No surprise there. But they're not talking about those people. They're talking about the people who are quietly nodding their heads, the people who do support this. So my point being that Democrats, don't get comfortable. Don't think that this election is won by any means. I've seen a couple of political commercials, Biden's commercials, no bite, the most just watered down, weak ass commercials. Listen, take a note from the Lincoln Project, okay? Hit hard. You want to win? You got to hit hard. So, again, this is the American Spectator, right wing paper, and, you know, right wing just try to make themselves out as victims. They do that all the time. But at the same time, I'm saying don't discount this silent Trump support, because it is much bigger than anyone says. And I've said it. 10% of the polls are wrong, because that, I believe that is the percentage of people, probably more, who support Trump, and they're just not going to say it publicly. Okay? So, getting back to what I was talking about going back live. On August 8th, I'm going to be in Escondido at a place called Kit Carson Park, and I'm doing part of a drive-in comedy show. And then August 13th through 16th, and I'll talk about this again as it gets closer, I'm going to Florida. I'm going to do Side Splitters. And be like, you must be crazy going to Florida. Well, first of all, I live in California, and our numbers aren't better. I mean, you know, per capita, it's different. But we got plenty of, we got the Rona. Ain't no question we got the Rona. But I got to get back on stage, people. I got to do this live, and I'm willing to take a calculated risk of doing shows that, yeah, obviously the club has cut capacity to half, social distancing in the club. I'll be wearing a mask until I go on stage. I bring my own microphone, et cetera, et cetera. But, and I love doing Zoom shows and doing the virtual reality stuff. I will continue to do that. I've got a couple of those coming up with Ray Ellen on Facebook, ELLIN, August 5th and 6th. I'm doing that. But I got to get live. I did a show last week in Vegas. It was in the bubble. It was, that's the best I get. Let me put it this way. I'm used to batting about 700 on my jokes. I was barely batting 300. One out of three got a giggle. It was painful. And it's because I'm rusty. So I got to get the rust off. And the only way for me to get the rust off is go on stage. So I'm going to try the drive-in thing. I'm going to try the social distance club thing. I'm going to try different things just to work. I'm not saying it's over. I'm certainly not saying it's fake. I don't even believe that Bill Gates wants to give me a virus and inject me with a chip of nanotechnology. Sorry, I don't believe it. And I haven't got my George Soros check, you know, to maintain the fake virus and keep it going. Haven't seen that. Haven't seen my Soros money. No, I'm going out there because it's what I do. And I love doing it, and I want to perform. So I'm going to try to do it in the most safe and sane way possible. Is it more safe to sit home and do nothing? Yes, but I can't do that. And so I got to find a balance. And I hope you do too. I hope you find a balance in whatever you got to do. I don't know if a full shutdown is going to happen again. I don't know if we're going to get people inside again. But be safe. Be smart. Wear a mask so you don't breathe on people. And if you can't work and you're home collecting unemployment, that's fine. That's fine. Don't feel guilty about that. Don't let this bullshit get to you about that. People can't work because they can't work, not because they don't want to. I love you guys. Thanks for listening. As always, who's paying attention? You are. The best people that I appreciate so much. Smart, funny. I did a Zoom show for Nowhere Comedy with Nick Alexander and Liz Mealy. And they both were like, Alonzo, your fans are great. You guys are. I appreciate you. Tell a friend about my podcast. Tell a friend about me. If you follow me online, it's Alonzo Bowden and ZoFunny at Instagram, because there's fake accounts out there where they add a one to my name. I don't have a one after my name. It's fake. Stay real. Be good to yourself. Stay safe. And thanks for listening.